GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Gia, would you mind if we talk to our listeners about their pocketbooks and wallets this morning? That's not okay to you?
Well, you're getting your fingers in my pocketbook again?
No, I'm not. Janet Mills might be, however. According to this item penned by the Maine Examiner, yes, I'll give you, you may be familiar with the Maine Examiner. You may actually go to their website and read some of the pieces that they wrote.
I'm not terribly familiar with them.
You're not? Okay. Well, I thought you were. I know you read a lot of bus transfers and you're on top of a lot of things.
Well,
I thought you'd be on top
here,
of the Maine Examiner.
I guess they're a newspaper or something.
Well, they're a blog. I'll give them that.
Yeah.
And I'll give them a lot of the credit to a lot of the work that they do in writing and printing facts. And well, this one is interesting. Recently, Governor Janet Mills appeared on Maine Public in an interview with our friend Mal Leary, in which Governor Mills was asked about what Mal Leary had perceived as a plethora of social media ads.
Plethora.
A plethora of social media ads that were calling into question what's rumored to be, or what is talked about, or what people are hearing about what could be up to a 20-cent per gallon increase in Maine's tax on gasoline and diesel. And maybe you've heard the phrase that someone that shares a lot of information on social media is referred to as a troll. Well, in the discussion with Mal Leary, Governor Mills said, quote, "I don't respond to partisan social media attacks and trolls and the like. They're not worth responding to." And she said that she's continuing to talk with members of both parties in the legislature about what she presents would be a bipartisan idea of looking at the gas tax for, and here's the GHRT air quotes here, for revenue. Keep in mind this, we're talking one day before you go to the polls and decide whether or not to approve a transportation bond for roads and bridges. Check that, another transportation bond to roads and bridges. Pardon me. The Maine Examiner item made, they put the whole troll thing in the headline. And I guess the discussion is whether or not you are comfortable being called a troll if you are opposed to a 20-cent per gallon tax increase, Maine gas tax on regular unleaded, premium, supreme, and also diesel. But the real question here is, I mean, it's troll. I understand what she was saying about a troll. You referred to them as keyboard cowboys on our program.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I understand what she's saying about troll. But the real question is, and it's our WVOMFM.com question of the day, could your budget absorb a 20-cent hike in Maine's gas and diesel tax? That's the real question.
Well, in order to do it, it'd have to be some legislative action. But I went back to last summer with very little appetite for this. There was a, well, it goes back, I guess, back to goes before the summer, it goes back to April. Andrew McLean, who's from Gorham, a representative, sponsored a gas bill. He wanted to increase the gas tax to 37 cents a gallon between June 1st and October 31st.
Just to make sure the listeners understand, you're not saying he wanted to increase it 37 cents. He wanted to increase it to 37 cents because there's a difference.
Yeah, 237 cents.
Okay. Do you know what it is and what in your stack of stuff there, do you have what the gas tax currently is?
No, I'm going to be looking at
versus
that.
Versus how much he wanted to it increase.
He wanted to do it between June 1st and October 31st, reduce the tax to 27 cents a gallon, 3 cents less than the present tax during the rest of the year.
So recalling this, he wanted to bring the tax down a little bit during the off season and hike it up a bit during the on season. So those that might be coming from away would pay a bit more.
The bill would, yeah, do exactly as you say. But the tourism industry jumped into it. The Maine Potato Board, well, always a powerful organization, and the loggers.
Was that sarcasm?
No.
Just wanted to make sure that didn't
Maine
come across as sarcasm.
I just found it strange. It was a potato board that went after. Anyway.
How do you think you get those potatoes from point A to point B?
Oh, you drag them down the highway.
Right.
But anyway.
In a truck that runs on diesel.
It didn't get any traction at all. Maine's primary highway revenue is a 30 cent per gallon gasoline tax. This has not changed since 2011. The 18 cent per gallon federal gas tax hasn't increased in 26 years.
Already text messages coming into us in the MTG text line. It's 601-207-GHRT. Caller on the PDQ or telephone line. Hang on, get to you in just a moment. This person writes to us, sure, I'll take the gas tax increase if they wipe out the excise tax. At least that tax is based on how much usage, not much or how much you can afford a vehicle. Caller, hi, GHRT asks you the question of the day. Trolls aside, could your budget absorb a 20-cent hike in Maine's gas and diesel tax?
Well, whatever happens, we'll have to live with it. But you got to look at the point that we're going to have a price rise across the board between 5 and 10%. And right now, gasoline is cheaper historically. When you figure for inflation, it's cheaper than it was in 1964.
This person writes to us, I went to New Hampshire and back this weekend, and we paid about $8 in tolls. I thought that was how we paid for the roads. Gas tax? No thanks. The toll takes care of, or should take care of, the Maine Turnpike. Caller, hi, GHRT. Could your budget absorb a 20-cent hike in Maine's gas and diesel tax?
Yes, it could, but I've got a for sale sign on my front lawn. There isn't a monetary problem or a funding problem here in Maine. It's just that Governor Crackhead hasn't seen the budget she doesn't want to spend on.
Caller, hi, GHRT. We ask you the question of the day. Could you absorb a 20-cent hike in Maine's gas and diesel tax?
I would say absolutely I could, but I'm more middle class. The majority of people in Maine will suffer. I don't think we can afford to absorb another 4 years of mills.
This person writes to us, good luck to Mainers if this goes through. Majority of this state travels considerable distances for work, goods will increase, and most likely jobs would be lost due to operating cost increases. 1-800-966-1039.
We don't know what the cost of gas is going to be at any given time, right? It's up, it's down, as many other factors. One of the things that's kind of fueling this, that's a kind of a pun, is higher efficiency cars, hybrid electric cars, all electric cars, are cutting into fuel tax revenues nationwide. So you can see where some of the pressure is coming from.
Which is funny, because where are they getting the power to run those buggies?
Well, that's another issue.
They're getting them from power plants that are burning natural gas for the most part.
We know that some states are doing this. Again, it didn't have much traction in the legislature.
This person writes to us, it may cost a few swing votes, but the liberals in Maine will vote for the Democrat with both arms to get the funds for roads. Let's start with electric cars. I think those are separate text messages from different days. Apologies, trying to read both at the same time. Caller, hi, what are your thoughts? Could your budget absorb a 20-cent hike in Maine's gas and diesel tax?
When it was over $4 a gallon, did you see them reduce it in any way? No. We will see $5 a gallon. We will never hear a peep from the Democrats. This idea that they're going to tax and not run the government efficiently, excuse me, my pocket hurts.
1-800-966-1039. This person writes to us, I work for a trucking company. The margins are so slim that something like this will really hurt the bottom line. And the comment about the Maine potato board earlier elicited a text message from us that points out that it's more than, going to paraphrase here, it's more than just the trucks that deliver the spuds from point A to point B. It's the tractors.
Yeah.
It's the harvesters. It's the truck that runs and picks up the pickers, because there are still some pickers, at least outside Danny Stewart's farm.
Well, Maine can afford to improve and rebuild about 650 miles of state roads every 3 years, 7% of the state's highway inventory. About half of state roads is scheduled only to get some light repaving over the 7 years. So the question remains, how do you do it?
And are we to a point where, funny, Elizabeth and I were discussing this the other day, you can probably get a loan and you can buy the really nice house, but can you afford to keep that house? You can have a whole passel of kids, but can you afford to care for a whole passel of kids? And has Maine now gotten itself to a point where we can't afford the infrastructure which we have embraced? Caller, hi, could your budget absorb a 20-cent hike in Maine's gas and diesel tax?
Well, it could, but I'd prefer it not. And really, this will create tremendous hardship for a lot of people, even the people driving gas sippers that typically vote for people like Janet Mills. You know what this really is? It's just a poke right in our eyeball to all of us trolls.
We appreciate you, by the way, pulling over to the side of the road and calling in safely. We heard the signal light click in there in the background. Caller, hi, our question to you. Could your budget absorb a 20-cent hike in Maine's gas and diesel tax?
Well, I did some quick math, and I figured if you drove 15,000 miles a year and you got 20 miles a gallon in your vehicle, you're going to look at about $175 to $200 an increase a year. But the flip side of that is how many people drive all the way across town because gas is 2 cents cheaper?
As someone pointed out to us, when you're in the grocery store, you'll look at the generic brand and you'll look at the name brand. And you'll often spend an extra 2-3 cents for the name brand, maybe 10-15 cents for some product that you're used to. But gas is a commodity. You will drive over to BJ's or to Sam's Club if you've got the membership, and you'll take that big discount.
Well, nobody wants any more taxes. That's a given. But
unless you're the lawmaker spending the money.
Well, what proposal is made? What is the proposal?
It's funny you should say that, because listeners are talking to us about comments made by Governor Mills at organizational meetings outside the state that possibly touch on these issues. We know there was a proposal. We know that one was shot down. But we also know, and we hear, you've heard this, I'm sure, it's coming back. In some point, it might not
everything
be,
comes back.
It might not be the full 20. But, caller, hi, GHRT, could your budget absorb a 20-cent hike in Maine's gas and diesel tax?
It probably could right now. It'd have to. But do you remember what happened when Bill Clinton was president? Gas was reasonably low, and he put a federal tax on it, saying everybody could afford that. Then gas went up, and the part that he added with taxes really hurt a lot of people, and that'll very likely happen under Mills.
This person writes to us, capital N-O with exclamation points, we could not, meaning absorb a 20-cent hike in Maine's gas and diesel tax, and they write on, 80 and 79-year-olds on fixed income? We're downsizing now, and we're selling all we can.
That is one factor. Taxes is one factor, but you go to the pump and you pay. What are we paying right now?
Right now, according to AAA, this state average is $2.54 per gallon, up a penny in the past week.
So
national average is $2.60.
In a week or 2 weeks, that could be 20 cents higher with no new taxes. So it's not. Is gas going to stay where it is? No.
But if we have that tax,
it will go.
We're guaranteed it's going to increase.
Exactly.
It's not going to hold steady. Caller, hi, GHRT, but neither is our infrastructure. Could your budget absorb a 20-cent hike in Maine's gas and diesel tax?
Good morning, fellas. You just answered it a couple minutes ago, Rick. It probably could, but should it? Given that I've got to pay the cost of registering my dogs, my car, the property tax, taxpayer-funded abortion just got added this year, how much more are we expected to pay? And I thought the left, the Democrats in the state, were concerned about a livable wage. If they continue to tax us, we're all enslaved.
1-800-966-1039 is our telephone number. When we come back, we'll take your call on the PDQ door telephone line. But if you're online this morning, we ask you to take a moment to vote on our question of the day, which is brought to you by Bangor Tractor and Equipment, your Coyote and Massey Ferguson tractor headquarters at 1201 Outer Hammond Street in Bangor, across from Webb's RV. Could your budget absorb a 20-cent hike in Maine's gas and diesel tax? GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.